What is going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And we are back for episode 43. You know, I know we were talking about it being a year since we had started this, but we were missing a few episodes. We're actually coming up on how many episodes it would have been if we would have been, if, you know, there wasn't like the pandemic and everything kind of messing stuff up. And we're actually gonna hit that milestone pretty soon as well. So
that's awesome.
We are doing great. And we have a lot of dope content. If you haven't heard a lot of our other stuff, go check it out. We have some funny episodes, especially talking about Insecure and certain video games, anime, all sorts of good stuff.
Yes.
This week, we're also talking about some interesting things, not just on the media side this time. We're also talking about some things that's been in the news or at the very least have been popular or trending on Twitter and Instagram. Before I get into that, though, just a little bit of stuff that I've been doing recently. A few of my reviews have gone up on in different places. I did a review for IGN for a basically SNK's arcade machine. It's like a at-home arcade machine, and it's a little small. It's like a miniature one, and it comes with a stand. It's about 5 feet tall, I think. Pretty great. I always wanted one. Like, I just, like, an arcade machine. Ever since I saw the movie Big, like, I was like, I want to have the, I was like, you can do that? You can buy arcade machines? Like, get out of here. So
you
I always
can.
Wanted to, like, own one. And not, like, one that, like, the really, really mini ones that sit, like, on your desk or whatever. I didn't want one of those. I want something a little bit more reminiscent of what I used to play when I went to the arcades. And so,
like a bona fide one.
And so when I heard, you know, got wind of this, I pitched it like, hey, you know, if you need someone to review this, I'll be down. And so they were like, yeah, we'll set you up. It took a while to get here. I think partially because of the pandemic has slowed shipping and such down everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But then also there was discrepancy on what they were trying to do. They wanted to send like the unit early for preview, but they only had a couple for LA or California. And since I live over in VA, that's not going to happen. So I had to wait till I got the final version for a full review. And so, for the most part, it's dope, especially if you like SNK games. So like Samurai Showdown and Metal Slug and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It has 50 games to play. And has a 17-inch screen, and you can play with two people side by side. It also has a toggle where you can change if you want the at-home version or the actual arcade version where you actually have to simulate putting in coins. It's really cool. Definitely go check that out over in IGN. It's called the SNK MVSX Home Arcade Review. Definitely go check that out. Not right now, though. Like, just, you know, after the cast. I wanted to share that just because it was a big plus this week, because this week has been a little rough in terms of just mental like capacity, like just dealing with a lot of different things, a lot of stuff, dealing with COVID and just people, and it's difficult. So having like something cool pop up, and then I got to write about it, and then, you know, I'm getting paid for it. It's cool. Like, I'm like, oh, this is great. This is a highlight of the week type of thing. I also received code from, wow, it just fell out of my head. I received a code for the game Gods Will Fall, and I streamed that on Tuesday, which is really dope. I'd just gotten back into the whole streaming thing. I want to say late 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going well. I'm already affiliate, so people can subscribe to me and I can get paid and all that good stuff. But in terms of getting code, I was out, you know, I lucked up and got some code here or there. But for the most part, because I'm not writing from my site anymore, it's harder to get code from publishers because they're like, oh, you're not writing a review? Because that's, you know, they have a lot of codes for review purposes. But because I know this person from this PR company, we've worked together for years. He was like, yeah, cool, I'll give you a code. He's like, you know, let me link me your, you know, your Twitch account and all this other stuff, and I'll check it out. And so he gave me a code. And so I was able to play that, and it was fun. It was really difficult, and embarrassing at points, but I had a good time for the most part. You could definitely, you could check out that either if you're on Twitch, the VOD is still there, but also I move all of my videos over to the YouTube channel where this is, and so you can check that out, especially if you've subscribed, because then that way you'll be up on all that. See, if you subscribed already, you would know, but
see
you know what
people?
I'm saying? But beyond just some couple of highlights for myself, we wanted to talk about, well, actually, before I do that, did you have any highlights for this week?
I'd have one of the biggest highlights that's so important, everybody.
Awesome.
Friday, and hello, it is Lunar New Year. Yay. Uh-oh, we are stepping into the year of the ox. So this should be a really good year, a lucky year for everybody. The ox signifies strength and a couple other things. But if you were born in the year of the ox, it's probably not a good year for you. You know, something that I learned that growing up, like when I found out I was in the year of the dog and I was so excited about it, I was like, oh my God, yeah, I can't wait for the next year of the dog to come out. Cause I didn't really learn about Lunar New Year until I was like I was 12 already or after 12. So I had to wait another 12 years, and, which was trash, right? But when that happens, then like the next time I was like, yes, oh my God, I'm so happy. Like I'm about to be 24, about to be my year. It was a terrible year. And which is extremely depressing because I love that number. And yeah, I learned this, especially through watching anime and talking to people, that the year you're born in is not technically a lucky year for you. I don't know why. But anyway, that doesn't mean anything. What it does mean, though, is that it's Friday and you should go out and party. You should have another reason to celebrate. Like, I think all holidays are important. And if it gives you an opportunity to drink alcohol, then it's worth celebrating. So you should go do it. Plus, the great thing about like finding Lunar New Year celebrations is that especially when you find people who really do celebrate, you can get some awesome food and gifts. So I've gone to several Lunar New Year celebrations, and actually somebody from my job the other day made me dumplings. They were delicious. I was like, why do I have to wait once a year for this?
Yes, I'm going to put an asterisk by that. Please be responsible when you go. Wear a mask. Don't touch anybody. Like,
right.
For a second, Teresa forgot what year we were in, so I just want to let everybody know.
Yeah, I did forget.
You know, be easy, because you know we COVID is still here.
It's still here.
And the people who are getting the vaccine, please understand that you can still pass COVID to other people. Like it's not a one and done type of thing. There's actually two shots, everyone.
There's two.
So just be mindful of your surroundings, where you are. And just being around people, man, I keep going places and people wear masks and they just leave it like it's just covering their mouths. And I'm like, why don't people understand that that's not how masks work? Like, even if it wasn't COVID, if you have a mask, like, can you picture someone robbing a bank and they just have like all of their face out, but just their mouth is covered? Like, what?
There was a commercial. Remember that Snickers commercial where the guy, the AOL pantyhose, but the guy had like,
yes,
the senior stockings. He had like fence net or fishnet stockings over his face, and they're like, I can see your face.
Right. It's supposed to be at least pulled tight so it changes your features. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, why even wear a mask if that's the case? Like, what are
you
doing?
That is so true.
At the very least, I feel like you're playing with me. Like, when I'm out and about, like, oh, this is a joke to you. This is funny? This is what this is? So I feel a way. But anywho, so yeah, so this week is looking up. Towards the end of the week is definitely looking up. Also, you know, the end of the week means you're off of work, hopefully. If you work on Saturdays, that sucks for you. But everyone else, it's dope. It's dope. That being said, someone else who is probably having a great time right now is the what I've been calling the Gorilla Glue Girl, which is our first topic. So we had a good laugh before the show. And I think it was okay. I know that we want to be sympathetic to her plight. This is, I think it's a Tess Tessica Brown. I think that's how you say her name.
Tessica, why you gotta share names with me and stuff?
From Louisiana. You were right, from Louisiana.
Yeah, I could tell that she got that New Orleans accent, or she not from Shreveport. She can't be. When I was listening to her, I was like, I love the way people from New Orleans talk. So yeah.
Yeah, she has it. She's if you didn't know, she ran out of a certain beauty product that she sprays on her hair to kind of keep it, you know, in a certain position or a certain way. It's called Got to Be Glued, and it's in a, you know, it's a spray bottle, like any type of spray, whatever. But it's for hair, though. She ran out of it, and so she went and picked up Gorilla Glue from her house. She had it in her house, and she used that adhesive, not realizing, I guess, that it was a permanent adhesive, and her hair got stuck. And it was like that for days. It was stuck. It wouldn't move. She tried washing her hair multiple times, and she went viral. She was on IG talking about it, and it was all over the place. And what typically happens when something like this goes down is that we have people split on the internet. We have people split in the camp where they're like, ha ha, you big dummy, you shouldn't have done that. I don't care about her. Screw her. I'm not going to give any money to her GoFundMe. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. Screw her. On the other side, you have people who are like, oh no, she wasn't ready. And like, you know, just way too much on the side of, like, for instance, I'll say this. There was a rumor going around that she was going to sue the company.
Yeah.
And she actually came out and said she never said that. But yeah, there was a rumor going on. Yeah, there was a rumor going on, and people were like, yeah, down with the company. And I'm like, why, though? Like, it's all over the can. It's telling you not to. It tells you not to let it touch your skin.
Yeah.
So, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe she was just like, well, it's not going to touch my skin, but it is going to lay these edges down. What?
Fam, it laid it into her brain. That's how laid they were. Like, there's no unlaying that. So it's rough. And I wanted to kind of talk about it because it brought up a lot of different conversations. Before I get to that, though, I do want to say that she is fine. She actually had surgery. She got flown out, or she flew out to LA after she was contacted by a surgeon who's actually from Ghanaian, I believe.
Like, all I want to say is all of the go to black people. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, she was. Anyway, Dr. Michael Obeng, so many great things come out of Ghana. I mean,
facts. And so she went there, and he said he would do it for free, that he wouldn't charge her anything. And he was able to remove a lot of it using a chemical compound, because he was saying that it's just chemicals. You know, you would have to find, and I'm not going to try to explain the way he explained it, but basically he was like, any chemical compound can be broken down with its opposite, or with, you know, if you know chemistry. And he had actually said, I don't know why, this is him speaking, I don't know why that company actually doesn't sell a product that does this, because it's just basic chemistry. If you have someone who's able to make the product, the Gorilla Glue, for you, they should be able to make the, you know, kind of like fingernail polish and a fingernail polish remover. You can buy them from the same company. It's like, this is an easy win in terms of money, because people all the time probably get it on their skin or on, you know, when they're trying to glue something, if they're not wearing gloves and, you know, things of that nature. And so it just makes sense to sell the opposite. And so he said he contacted the company, and, you know, he was going to talk to them about it because he had, I'm pretty sure he's going to sell it to them now that he has his own, you know, medical grade glue remover that he came up for this. But
he can sell it, or he can make his own multi-billion dollar company. Basically selling the antidote to all kinds of things.
He's doing well as a surgeon, and because usually, you know, looking at the procedure that she went through, it's usually around $12K to get it all done. And he was saying that they got everything out. They were able to. They had, you know, removes parts, as they couldn't just get all of it out because they'd been on her head for so long. And they were saying that she is, you know, going to be in recovery for at least 3 months. Her scalp is going to be mad sensitive, but she's okay. And she still has her hair, which is dope.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, I think that's really dope. And so I'm glad that she was able to, you know, it was a bad choice. And I don't think she should be, you know, having to remove layers of flesh because of a bad choice. Like, I don't want to see the, you know, because like I said, there's some people who are like, I just want the worst for her because she made a bad choice. Fam, if we went through your closet,
right,
you might not have done this. And mind you, nobody would have known if this wasn't so social. And actually, it was in her benefit because he found out about it because it was viral.
Exactly.
But let's be real. Like, I could talk about some of the things that I've done, at least as a kid. I can't say as an adult, but as a kid, some things that I did, like, for instance, I wanted to wear rings, like, you know, all the rappers do. And I put, like, I don't know if it was like a lug nut or something. I think it was a lug nut, like, over my finger, and I couldn't get it off.
Yeah.
And my dad, like, had soap and all these different, like, oils and whatever to try to get it off. And it got to the point where, with him, it started to tear my skin. And so we went to a local fire station. Like, we just walked there. And he was like, do you have anything that can get this off my son's hand? And they had like a, it was really cool. It looked like a can opener, kind of. But it had like a little, it was an electric saw, but it was very small. And they were able to like cut it really quickly, and it just popped off. And they were like, yeah, no worries. And you know, but it was like, it was a whole day ordeal because I wanted to wear rings. And not like my dad. And here's the thing: it's not like my dad didn't have rings that I could just put on my hands that I haven't done before. I was
easy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna rock this thing that goes on a car. Like, why? You know, why wouldn't I do that? You know,
that's
so
cooler. Way cooler.
Exactly. It doesn't bling at all, but hey,
you know,
it would be mine, not really. And so
it's called creativity.
It's creativity. It was foolish, and I shouldn't have done it. But the thing is, I learned from it, and I didn't have to lose my finger. The way that people are acting nowadays is like, yeah, just cut his whole hand off. Like, wait a minute. Like, I get your jokes off. Cool. Like, you could joke on me. You could joke on her. No problem. But to wish harm, like extra harm, like, that's a little goofy to me.
No.
And so I'm glad that she's okay. What I did want to say, though, now that we kind of establish that, is that we're also not going to skip over the fact that it was mad foolish. Like,
oh, come on.
She's 40 years old with, and she had this in her house for projects. She said it. And it said on the bottle, obviously it said, don't touch your skin. Don't let it touch your, you know, your clothing. Don't let it, just because it didn't say hair, I don't think it needed to say that, you know?
Right.
So
yeah.
We're not gonna pretend like it wasn't foolish. We're not gonna do that. that's what we're not gonna do.
Poor Tessica. Lisa Ray says, like, I don't care how ghetto you are or how slow you are, you know better. Like, dang, Lisa Ray. That's harsh.
Well, you know, she shoots from the hip and like,
yeah, she sure does.
Freaking torpedoes. Like, she's rough. One thing I did want to point out too is that there was a, so out of this incident has brought about all sorts of articles dealing with hair and how Black women have to have their hair a certain way to be accepted, and how, you know, the idea of beauty and what's, you know, all that good stuff. For me, I can't speak on it because I'm a guy. I also feel a way about some of these articles because even though I know you can extrapolate. You can extrapolate this stuff and be like, oh, this is another example of A, B, and C, you know, in terms of projecting, you know, an image onto women. It's also like, this was just a mistake, you know? But that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let Tess rock out. but I just wanted to point that out.
This poor soul. Somebody give her a lollipop, a binky, and just rub her shoulders. Like, I don't even know what to say. I was listening to her in her little video. I love the accent. But I don't know what you were going through that you needed to have your hair laid like that so importantly. I understand, okay, you ran out of your hairspray, okay? You ran out of your hairspray, okay? I get it. But then you were like, I don't know if you had to do a live. I don't know if you had to do a Zoom call. I don't know if you had to go somewhere and you were going to like go through the jungle and you were worried about your hair frizzing out and before you got to your destination, in which, you know, maybe you were sitting in front of a life or death panel and you just had to be look your best. I don't know what it was that was so important that when you ran out of hairspray that you had to go look for the next best adhesive in your home, which happened to be Gorilla Glue spray. You knew what it was for because it was in your home. If you had just gone to the closest, the corner store, okay? Let's say it was 2 a.m., nothing was open, you had to go to the corner store to get the next best thing. You're like, oh, they don't sell my brand. Oh, but they have this spray stuff. Maybe this will work. Again, you would be stupid, but I may give you a little bit of leeway. But no, it was in your home. You knew what it was for. And then you used it on your head and you got the best laid hair for 3 whole weeks. I mean, good effing job, because now everybody knows what to do when they want to remove their whole scalp. You know, like, but you're going to look great for 3 weeks. Nah, man, it's not cool. It was just so dumb. And the whole internet and the whole world got their laughs off and everything. But the sad part was, yeah, she was actually damaged and hurt. Can you imagine what it's like for 3 weeks for your scalp not to be able to breathe? Like, yeah,
that's rough.
Can you imagine, like, that you couldn't even, like, you know, every time you move your forehead and your scalp moves a little bit, can you imagine, maybe not being able to do that? Like, yeah. That was probably a really, really, really rough 3 weeks. So definitely happy that she was able to get that fixed. I'm definitely glad that these Ghanaian immigrants are over here in America doing it big. always going to be happy about that. Black history. and then let's talk a little bit more about the need for Black women to, you know, express themselves in a certain type of way and to look a certain type of way. I did see something earlier today where people were commenting on Twitter about how, like, the pressures of society for Black women to look a certain type of way is the reason that caused this mess in the first place. And I'm like, okay, on a grander scheme of things, yes. On a lower scheme of things, she's actually an idiot. So I don't necessarily know if we can really weigh those together, but you are definitely right. The pressures of society for Black women to present themselves in a certain way is what made relaxers popular. Yeah, we were burning our scalps with lye and all kinds of crazy nonsense to have straight hair. Yeah. So I understand that. I do. I was part of that. I got my first relaxer when I was 11 years old, and that's too young. It really is. They even say now girls shouldn't have relaxers until they start bleeding, until they start their first periods. So if that's the case, yeah, I was 11. I definitely did not need no perm, but I grew up where, you know, my mom was busy and worked and she didn't have time for this head of hair that I have. Which is why my hair is locked now, because I don't have time for it either. Neither does my hairdresser, because she hasn't seen me in like 6 months. Calling you out. Calling you out, D. Where you at, D? Where you at? I need my hair done. She's not okay.
Hey, she said she is social distancing. That's what she said.
That's what she said. She's like, I ain't trying to get corona out there. I'm like, I don't got corona. She's like, I don't know that. Anyway, not okay. I'm still upset. Moving on. But yes, there are societal pressures for Black women to present themselves in a certain way. I mean, I've had issues in the workplace. I had a boss one day who, I've had natural hair for almost my whole life, obviously, except the 3 different times that I got relaxers. And we don't like to remember those times because the burning was real. But there was a point in time when I was working at a clothing store and I got a supervisory position. And I used to have my hair braided a lot, but getting my hair braided takes a lot of time. So I got a lot of hair. So it used to take me like 2 days to get my hair braided, which is insane. But and then my mom stopped doing my hair because her hands were hurting. My sister stopped doing my hair because she ain't got time. My other sister was like, I really don't got time. I got 5 kids. And it just wasn't working. So one's a stepkid, by the way. I know you were doing the math in your head real quick. But
just a little bit.
I'm like, wait, which one is 5? But I was getting somebody else to do my hair, And, you know, she didn't always have time either. She was booked and she told me straight up to my face, she's like, I don't like doing your hair. It makes my back hurt. She actually stopped doing my hair and went and got back surgery. And then she never did my hair again. But my point is that my boss straight up said to me, because I came to work with my hair not braided. I had my hair out and like it was natural. So it was probably either in an afro or it was like twisted. I don't remember what it looked like. I don't. But I just remember. It was short. That's right. I had short hair. So it was natural. It's kind of like, you know, the little short afro that Viola Davis was rocking in How to Get Away with Murder in the last season. And maybe a little shorter. And I remember her saying to me that the regional manager was coming down or the district manager was coming. And I was like, oh, yeah, great. Wonderful. And she was like, so he's coming like on Thursday and I was scheduled to work. And she said, do you think you could get your hair braided? I said, excuse me? And she's like, well, he's coming on Thursday. So, you know, do you think that you could like get your hair braided so it like looks nice and stuff?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for real. And I said to her, it takes 2 days for me to get my hair braided. And she goes, okay, I'll just give you 2 days off. You can meet him next time.
Wow. Wow.
And because I didn't used to really stand up for myself like that before, I just took my 2 days off and got my hair done and just kind of like let it go. I didn't let it go. I told people about it. In fact, when I quit, I told the district manager about it. I had an essay written and I actually sent him a letter. I called him and I talked to him and I told him all these things. And he actually ended up letting me talk for about, I don't know, less than an hour. And then he cut me off and said, I think you're telling me things that I don't want to hear. Those were his words to me. But that's another story on, you know, systemic racism and bullshit about the way people treat Black women in the workplace.
Right.
And I understand. I completely understand the way that Black women are pressured. You know, my sister was in the military and she had to French braid her hair. Like, you know, women in the military always have to pull their hair back. But, you know, this is Black women we're talking about. It's not easy for us to slick our hair into a ponytail unless we have relaxers. And then let me go back and talk about relaxers again. Like, relaxers burned the shit out of our heads. They hurt. Like, if you didn't keep your chemical in your hair long enough, your hair, we would call it, said it didn't take. Because when you wash out the relaxer and then the roots of your hair are mad kinky and the rest of your hair is straight. And then you have a really bad problem.
Yeah.
You got straight hair in one part and then you got kinky hair in another part. Your hair is just going to break off. So like we're sitting here killing ourselves, trying to assimilate and blend into society in an acceptable manner. You got people over here telling us that we need to pull our hair back and it has to be straight. And so we learn how to buy jam gel and all that other nasty ass product that we have to brush and brush and brush our hair back and pull it into ponytails with ponytail holders that weren't even meant for our hair, causing our hair to break. A friend of mine who was always pulling her hair into a ponytail that she pulled out the sides of her hair. She has alopecia. That hair is never coming back. And I'm like, we did so many things to ourselves just to fit in. I'm so glad that the year is 2021 now and natural hair is so widely accepted. And there's so many resources out there for Black women that we really shouldn't even struggle for the most part in the idea of accepting the way that we look naturally. So that's also why I'm a little bit more disappointed in this girl, because it is 2021 and I don't know what she needed to do if she was auditioning for the new role in the new Avatar movie, like Pandora 2, like, because she does look like an alien to me in this thing, like with the crazy ass eyelashes and the crazy ass contact lenses and the super slicked hair. She definitely looks like a creature from another planet.
That's horrible.
In the same, like, you know, the way what's it called looked in the movie. Like, I'm like, what's really going on here? All they need to do is like green screen her skin and literally turn her in blue with the little tiger stripes on the side of her face, and she would fit in perfectly.
Horrible. Just horrible. There is still, I mean, even though, like, I think the reality there is that Black women are more, they're pushing back in terms of the hair. And other things. But there are still places where they're like, your hair needs to be straight. Your hair needs to be whatever. We've seen that with a lot of times with celebrities where they go to get a job and now they have to change their hair, or maybe a news anchor, they're like, you know what, your hair is a little, it's not what we want. Or heck, not even that, girls trying to graduate or
Yeah,
guys
you
trying
can't
to
even
graduate
walk.
where they can't
They're making
walk.
people cut their locks off.
Yeah, like it's just goofy stuff like that. And so it's still a problem. Like, and it
Yeah.
just a lot of stuff we face, it's just I think that we're a little bit more bold, emboldened nowadays than we were before. And there
Yeah.
also are avenues that we have that we didn't have before. So it is, honestly, you don't need to put that, if it's that deep, like, yeah, like you
I'm
said, just
pretty
go
certain
out
we're
and
winning an
get some
award.
more.
I like it just makes me feel like this was so serious that she was actually trying to win an award at a hair show. Because yo, them hair shows, oh my God, black hair shows are the bomb. Like black hair competitions, oh, they're so cool. Like I used to dream when I was younger of being in those competitions. Like I have a whole script for a movie that I created. Anyway, it was about these hair wars, okay? And that's literally what she looks like she's going to. Like, I've seen them turn somebody's hair into a helicopter, okay? It has the tech in it and everything. It's battery powered, and you got the chopper on the top of the head spinning, and it's all hair. Like, they have the braids that, like, somebody could have their braid, and it's like 30 feet long. And I'm like, that's what she looks like she works as, like, as one of the hair, not the main hairdresser, not the main artist, but like one of the stylist assistant's assistant. And that's where she was going. And she needed to make sure her hair was laid because everybody's hair was going to be laid. Like maybe they were like military assistants. Like everybody had to look a certain way.
Fam, I feel
And
I could I feel the shade through the mic. That's all I'm saying. Like it got dark in here all of a sudden.
palm tree. No, there's no sun. There's just so
God.
many opinions. There's so many feelings. I have so many of them. And I'm just confused. But I understand the struggle. I understand the pressure that she handled. I get it. I do, sis. I do, Tessica, sis.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
So
so
we
glad Ghanaian was here to save her life. I'm so glad a Ghanaian person took the time to nurture and to massage your scalp and this problem that you have created on your own. You dilapidated mongoose. I don't know what your parents think, but we are here for you. Ah, Akwaaba. You are welcome to our home.
Oh my gosh. That is, yeah,
I'm
I'm
done.
gonna leave Miss Brown alone. I'm gonna leave her alone.
Yeah,
I'm glad
she's
she's good.
done.
Shout out
She's
to
good.
the shout out to the doctor, Michael.
Dr. O'Bang.
Did an awesome job, and
Yeah.
I hope he makes a ton of money with
I
it.
do.
I hope no one, because I heard that there was a Gorilla Glue challenge going around.
Oh
I really hope people just learn from this. Just stop. But then again, people were eating Tide Pods and all sorts of stuff. So I mean,
my God. Is it the same people doing? I mean, like
I don't I it's
the Gorilla Glue Challenge. Does it have aloe vera and olive oil in it, plus acetone and another solvent? Like, I got that
I
stuff
don't
on
know.
my fingers. It took my skin off. All I was trying to do was fix my IKEA drawer because they used to make it so that the bottom of the drawer would fall out. So I put the Gorilla Glue in the slot so that the drawer would stay in because it was particle board. And I got it on my finger and my pink, not my pinky, but my thumb and my index finger got stuck together. I literally lost fingerprints. And Hermione tried to eat the bottle. You know how the bottle has the nozzle, like the
Yeah.
tall nozzle thing? And Lord, I'm so lucky that you know how it hardens itself.
Yeah.
Like if it gets air in it, it hardens. And I had just used it, but I guess it hardened up really pretty quickly because Hermione went and tried to eat it. That was back in her eating phase when she was eating everything. I was really scared. No, I swore to God that she'd eaten Gorilla Glue. I was like, she's gonna die. There were so many times when I really thought that that was gonna happen. I was a bad parent.
My goodness.
She's okay. She's right here. She's good.
Oh man. So, moving on to the second topic. So, a lot has been said about Disney and how they own everything. I actually, for this topic, I kind of went down a wormhole because there was a lot of moving parts, and
Yeah.
it kind of brought back some interesting information in terms of monopolies. And so
Yeah.
we all know that Disney is just sucking up everything. They have Marvel, they have LucasArts, so that's the Star Wars. They bought Fox, and outside looking in, or at the very least when it comes to the comic book stuff, I was happy. Similar to Warner Brothers owning DC, we can have movies with characters coming and going. It's not like one studio owns Spider-Man and one studio owns, well, actually Sony still owns Spider-Man, but it's a little bit better in terms of making content that I want to see. I don't necessarily need them to own Star Wars per se, but I like what they're doing with Disney Plus. There's a lot of good things that I see. On the other hand, the unfortunate aspect of this is that if Disney doesn't find something to be profitable, or if they have a really bad year like 2020 when their theme parks closed and stuff like that, the shareholders feel away. They will shutter companies that they don't really need. And one of the companies that was shuttered was Blue Sky recently. And so that's not even the main topic, but that's just how I kind of got to this. Blue Sky is the company that made Ice Age. And if you don't know, Ice Age is a
Know what her problem.
billion-dollar franchise, like multi-billion. And they did really well, like with their animation and whatnot. I think the last film that they did, which actually I want to say came out via Disney after they bought Fox and Blue Sky, was the Disguise film with Will Smith, when he's like turns into a pigeon or whatever. Spies in Disguise. Yeah, that's what it's called. So that was the last one. And it unfortunately didn't do too well, but that's neither here nor there. The point is that Disney already has Pixar. They have their in-house studio. And so they were like, we don't need it. And they shuttered Blue Sky. The thing is, Blue Sky was a really dope company. Even if you don't like the Ice Age film, the fact that they all made buckets of money, the fact that most of their films make buckets of money tells me that they it was it's good. It was good to have them around. Similar to like, DreamWorks, where, with the Kung Fu Pandas and whatnot. It's good to have some competition. It's good to have things that aren't Disney, right? So that got me thinking about all the stuff that Disney owns, and then I went down this spiral of, well, what are the other monopolies? Because people talk about how they have, like, all these big companies have a lock on everything. And so that eventually led me to a New York Times article. This actually came out, I want to say, last year, 2020. An article by Kashmir Hill, I believe that's how you say her name. She tried to live without the internet, or without Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Apple for, I want to say, 3 weeks. Not just them, also Microsoft, right? And she was saying how it was nearly impossible. And there's some things that I knew, and there's some things that I didn't know in terms of these companies. And this is kind of where we kind of get into our topic when it comes to monopolies. So if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I haven't been rocking with Amazon. We haven't been buying a lot of stuff through Amazon. We used to shop through Amazon, like, for everything, because we homeschool, so that's where we got a lot of our, if we didn't go to like in a convention and got like secondhand stuff sometimes, or stuff on like on sale, we would go to Amazon to get books and stuff that we needed, for teaching purposes. We also, Christmas time, Amazon was lit, you know what I'm saying? However, with Amazon and some of the shady stuff that they were doing, especially last year, I was like, we're not buying anything from Amazon. What I didn't realize is that Amazon has its hands in so many aspects of our life that it's really, really hard to get away from Amazon. For instance, Amazon has a lot of websites are hosted by Amazon via Amazon Web Services because they're one of the biggest cloud providers. So what's interesting about that is that Amazon, like, for instance, let's say you don't like Amazon, you don't want to use their Prime service or anything like that. If you watch Netflix, Netflix is on their servers. It's they host it through their cloud or whatever. I'm not sure how the makeup is, but Amazon is a part of that, a part of Netflix. When we look at the same thing with Microsoft, when it comes to the servers, because Microsoft is huge with the cloud right now, and a lot of websites run through that. If you tried to avoid Google, well, guess what? That means avoiding YouTube. That means avoiding, or here was something interesting that I didn't even, I knew it was a thing, but I didn't really think about it, was the fact that Google Maps is really how a lot of people get around. So Uber
Sadly.
drivers, yeah, she couldn't use Uber because that's how they get around. Google Maps is a monopoly. There's no more MapQuest. There's no more, Yahoo Maps. There, I mean, I think Yahoo still exists, but for the most part, people use Google Maps. There's no competition there. And so all these big companies that you would use for like food and stuff like that, they're all using these services. The same thing with she tried to order products through like she saw something on Amazon or just saw a product that she wanted, right? She went to that product's website, the main website, and ordered it. But when she got the package, it came through Amazon shipping, even though she didn't order it from Amazon. She was talking about how, so the Facebooks, that means you can't get on IG. You can't get on, like, for instance, Twitch. Amazon owns Twitch. You can't get on, so there's all these things. And, even with just that, you're thinking like, okay, I can live without Netflix. I can live without, maybe Amazon will deliver a package here or there. A lot of stuff can go through the regular mail. I won't use Goober, or I mean not Goober, wow. I won't use Uber.
Ooh, wait
I won't use Uber or Lyft.
a minute.
You know what I'm saying? I won't use Apple products, all that good stuff. But then you look at like the phones. Google has a Google and Apple have a monopoly on the phones. There's a
Yeah, they
very few
do.
phones that don't have either of those. I mean, obviously Apple you can get away with a little bit more than Google. So many phones have Android. And unless you get a flip phone. Like a really like an older styled flip phone or something like overseas that may or may not even work. You're and even a lot of them have Android. It's rough. The internet, a lot of the providers of your services or whatever have to go through these companies in some form or fashion. We're not even going to get into search engines. Like there's just so much that it's like, wow, like they own so much of the market. On so many different aspects of life that we use on a daily basis that we don't even realize. Like I knew Microsoft owned Skype, LinkedIn. I knew stuff like that. But there's other aspects that I didn't realize that if I did have a beef with Microsoft, I would be kind of screwed. I wouldn't be able to work right now.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
A lot of the stuff that I do requires a lot of these products. When it comes to my either, Twitch streaming, when it comes to my writing, like the articles and stuff that I write. I mean, I could do possibly a Linux setup, but even then, a lot of the stuff that I would use on a daily basis don't run on Linux. So it's like crap. And so I wanted to kind of talk about like how do we feel about these big tech companies that control like so much of our lives in a sense that, and I guess in some cases, there's some good in the sense that they function together so seamlessly that we don't even know it. Versus like, back in the day, like where like if, let's say you had like different browsers that wouldn't pull up the websites properly because they were not everybody was uniform in that sense. Just translate that over to tech. In this case though, it's like, oh, I can get Netflix pretty easy because Amazon does what they does what they do behind the scenes, and I don't even know it. On the flip side, if we have a big issue with this company, or let's say this company were to, I don't know, suddenly crash, then what do we do? And that's interesting. I'm pretty sure they have their fingers in the health field as well, like medical field as well. Like I'm pretty sure there's things that we still don't know. And so
Amazon's making a vaccine. Pretty sure about that.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. And so like outside of that, hardware and digital, trying to stay off the grid, I guess you could say, it would be really difficult to function, especially right now with COVID and how people are social distancing. So you have to use you I mean, yeah, you it, we're talking right now. We're not using a I don't think yeah, we're not using a Microsoft based software, but we're still using things that has to interact with their software. The internet that I have, I don't know how certain websites and things that we're pulling for information is being not monitored, but like, pushed through their services. I'm not sure to what extent is my point. And so that could be very tricky. And not even just from a moral standpoint, but just from a where you are, like it's kind of like, you know how people who, you'll see people online who jump up and down about cars. They're like, cars is so much pollution and car accidents are bad and all this other stuff. No one should have cars. Totally missing the fact that poor people need cars. Like how there's certain neighborhoods where there's no public transportation because of racism. Like there's so many things that you have to kind of think about when you make those statements. It's kind of the same here. When people kind of look down on you for like, shopping with Amazon, not understanding how you might need it. Like you might need it and you have no freaking choice but to interact with some of these companies. And that's
It's
unfortunate.
I agree with you. I you know how I feel about Amazon. I say it every time. I have no problem talking about how much I do not like Amazon, especially just with the professionalism of their delivery people, because they're trash. And it makes me really mad that a company of this size, that basically monopolizes delivery in a way. Like, we used to order stuff off of Amazon back in the day. Like, we're kind of old. And we used to order stuff off Amazon for our school. Like when we were in college, that's what they were there for. They sold books. And that stuff didn't come via Amazon. It came via UPS. It came via postal service. That's how the stuff was shipped out to us. They literally have their own postal service now, and they make their own rules. They do what they want, and it's not okay. And I suffer with that just at my job, dealing with Amazon on a daily basis, and they do not care. The thing is, when companies get this big and make this much money, they do not care if a couple people are pissed off at them. They make more money than it costs them to deliver to us in 5 seconds. Like, so I don't care
I
for
mean
them.
to piggyback off of that, Amazon, I would say the most vocal anybody's ever been about Amazon was last year when it came to not protecting their workers and before that with not paying them well. And they made the most money they've ever made because people needed them. You know what I'm saying? So what is the incentive to change? I mean, unless some, government regulations, so a government steps in, there's really no reason. Okay, you feel away. We'll do a little of this, a little bit of that. You'll feel good. You'll forget about it. Or at the very least, you have to go to us regardless. So who cares? You know what I mean? Like they could just kind of not say anything and it'll go over. It'll go away. They one of their high ups actually stepped down and called them cowards and was like, for you firing people after they went on strike and all this other stuff. Amazon was like, do 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 do, I'm going to the bank, count my money. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Totally. Fast walk. Like,
Right? And so
no way.
that's really like, it makes you think though. It really makes you think about how this all works and how
Well,
disturbing it is.
it's totally disturbing. I mean, remember Killer Mike? He had a whole show about that. Like his show, I mean, mind you, his was obviously pointed towards buying black and spending money, spending your dollars in the black community. And he what? He made a whole trip from, he was in Georgia or whatever, and he was going from one city to another. And he was like, I need to get here by, but only spending black dollars. Like, I'm spending my black dollars in black businesses. He had to get a whole new phone because it's like, well, what phone makers are out there that's a black business? He found one. And then it then the other conversation that he had with whoever he was talking to was about, well, the cell towers, the major companies that you're going to connect to are not black owned. And he was like, well, there's that's out of my control. He had to go along with it. Even with the bench. Remember he was sleeping on the bench because he couldn't find like a black owned hotel or somewhere else to sleep. He had to sleep on the bench. And then somebody was, I mean, they brought up the idea that, well, did a black person make the bed? Like, it was like, is this a black owned
He's like,
bench?
oh,
Like,
are you serious?
what? Right? So, I mean, yeah, the idea of escaping the major companies, it doesn't work in our world unless a lot of us get together and do something about it. And that's typically how small companies and small networks are made. But these plans were laid for these monopolies years ago. And getting around that is so difficult. And it kind of just makes you sit back and be like, for crying out loud, God damn. I don't like giving Amazon any of my money, but I really do need to watch some of those shows because, yeah, they got some good stuff. And I really do like Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and, you know, One Night in Miami, you know, like, I don't want to give them any of my money.
It's tough. And it's, I found solace in the fact that I, at the very least, cut how much money we gave. So I couldn't, like, so totally separate myself. But I was able to, the amount of stuff that we bought on Amazon was extremely low. Like, to the point where, and this is funny, to the point where when I went to buy something, because I couldn't find it anywhere else, unfortunately, my card was expired. And so I had to change my card. And in doing so, because I haven't been on in so long, they thought someone hacked me. And I was on, you know, caller service, you know, customer service or whatever, and was like, hey, it's me. I'm actually trying to make the call or, you know, make the buy. And they're like, well, it's because you changed your card and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you told me to change my card. And they're like, yeah, you know, but still, you kind of want to, if you change your card, you might want to wait a few days. I'm like, but that, wait, you don't understand. You said my card was expired. I need to change it. Like, I'm doing what you said to do. And like, yeah, so we got into this back and forth thing where they wouldn't, like, because there was, apparently there was no way to just hit a button to, like, unlock my account. They were like, nope, we're going to lock it. You just gonna have to wait, get a new password, get it. I'm like, but I'm me. Like, we verified this. So that, not only were they, like, that was a complete trash experience, but it was just like, that's how long it had been since we bought anything is my point. And so at the very least, I was like, you know what? You know, I know I'm using some of your services, but, you know, the amount of money that we typically spend annually with you is super decreased. So
yeah,
I have, you know, there's that, you know what I mean? Until they get their act together, that's all I can do right now. Cause there's some crucial things that I actually have to kind of, and, you know, for the people who are like, you know, well, you don't gotta, you know, if you could just rig this thing up and you could just blah, 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 you have an antenna. Like, no, that's not, you have to live in 2021, fam. Especially with COVID and everything that's going on, there's certain avenues or certain things that we could have done. For instance, I was talking about how, you know, the postal service and everything is slow. Things are moving slower. You know, things, there's some bumpiness here or there. The reason why a lot of companies are being like, yo, Amazon, help me out, is because they're finding trouble with doing it, with keeping up with demand, with keeping up with all that stuff. And so even if you're like, I'm just going to shop over here, they might in turn, you know, employ Amazon to help them out because of the times that we're living in. So a lot of times there aren't an alternative, you know, depending on where you live and what you need for your family, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, you're right. Mm-hmm. Sad.
So monopolies, yeah, it's like, meh, oh, well, what are you going to do? So yeah, the last thing we wanted to talk about was, and we're just going to talk about this briefly because, I was the only person that got to see it so far. It was One Night in Miami, and I wanted to watch some of the films that were nominated for awards via the Golden Globes, especially all the black ones, because obviously it's Black History Month and I'd want to support. Also, I'm a fan of a lot of what's going on. So I want to watch. And one of the films was, ironically, One Night in Miami, which you can only see on Prime, which kind of sucks, especially considering that I will be willing to buy the film. It was really, really good. Shout out to Regina King. This is her first, you know, this is her first film as a director. This was actually written by a screenplay by Kemp Powers, a black man, who also co-produced the film. So shout out to them. The film is dope and is essentially Malcolm X Sam Cooke, Jim Brown, and Muhammad Ali all get together after Muhammad Ali's win over. Crap, it just fell out of my head. He wins over. It's the first time he becomes the world champ. And this was back when he was, called Cassius Clay before he changed his name to Muhammad Ali and all those things. And
Clay, I'm gonna call that boy Cassius Clay. That's what his mama name is. I'm gonna call him Cassius
Sonny Liston was it was a title bout. So this was back in February 25th, 1964, and so they had a meeting after the fight. They all met up, and that's kind of it in terms of the factual things that happened, because no one was privy to that meeting. This is similar to Malcolm X and Martin Luther King's meeting. They met, they had some of their people with them, but it was mostly a private meeting. And so we know it's been documented that they met and they spoke, but they didn't, none of that's been shared outside of like little tidbits here and there. It's the same thing with this meeting. Not a whole lot was actually shared outside of a few things that Jim Brown has said over the years. And so all of this that happens inside is fictional. I want to throw that out there. However, it's kind of like an imagination of what the conversations would be between these characters, or not characters, these prominent people, based on who they were at the time and who they were right after. With Muhammad Ali announcing that he's changing his name, being friends with Malcolm X, joining him, after Malcolm X leaves the Nation of Islam, et cetera, et cetera. So we get to see all that stuff kind of play out. And most of the film happens this one night. And so a couple things. And I'm not going to say too much, because we're going to next week, after, because Tess hasn't seen it, we're going to talk about this in full spoilerific details. So we're going to give you a week. Check it
To
out.
watch
We're not going to spoil the ending, obviously, but
this.
we're going to talk more about the stuff that happens. But essentially, everyone acted really, really well. I'm kind of upset that only there's been only three nominations. And I get it that you kind of have to, you kind of spread things out. You don't want one film to take everything, right? And I haven't seen Judas and the Black Messiah yet. That's going to be on HBO this coming week, so I'm going to watch it then. But they got three nominations. They got Leslie Odom Jr. for Best Supporting Actor. He played Sam Cooke. We have Regina King for Best Director, Motion Picture. And then we have Best Song, Motion Picture for Speak Now. So it did get three nominations. Dope. I think Leslie did an awesome job. Who took the cake for me, though, to be honest, was Jim Brown. Like, hilarious. He did an amazing job. The actor is Aldis Hodge. I believe that's how you say his name. He did an amazing job. He sounded like Jim Brown. He doesn't really look like Jim Brown to me, but I only remember the later years. I don't remember like early. I think Kinsley did well as Malcolm X, and Eli did awesome as Cassius Clay. Like, I think they did really well. And honestly, the only thing I could think of is, in terms of being nominated for the Golden Globes, would be that maybe people knew how Muhammad Ali sounded back then to kind of compare. Like, I only know Muhammad Ali after he, later in his life, and seeing his boxing matches and things of that nature. So I can't really say if he sounds just like him. I've seen interviews and things of that nature, but people who lived back then, who might be a part of this, the Golden Globes, who might, pick the nominees, might be like, you know what? He kind of sounds like him, but he doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't know if that's the case. But as far as acting goes, and as far as the scripting and whatnot, solid job. I'm super happy that most of the cast were black. I'm happy that it wasn't, even though they did, touch into racism and things of that nature, that it wasn't a sad, like our pain from a white person's view type of film.
That's
And that's all I'm gonna say about that, because we're gonna talk about it in depth later. But I
good.
think you should definitely check it out, even though you gotta go to Prime and whatnot. I actually used a trial basis to check it out, so Whoop, whoop.
That's why I say you got to use a trial basis. You just got to make new emails every time.
There you go.
Now
So
you can have a zillion emails. Come on, people, get it together.
facts. And so I did that. I resubscribed to HBO, so I'm gonna see Judas. I'm gonna see The Little Things. Even I don't think that was nominated, but I still want to see it because Denzel Washington. What other film was it? It was we had something else. The movie with Chadwick on Netflix.
Melanie's Black Bottom.
There we go. I'm also gonna watch that. So I'm gonna try to watch all these films, as well as some of the others, if I can. I'm not sure where they are. They're all in different, streaming networks and whatnot because you can't go to the movies anymore. So I'm gonna have
True.
to see if I actually have those streaming options and see if I can check them out. But that's definitely one I think everyone should see. I super liked it. Kudos to everyone who was involved.
Yes. So I will watch it too, after I find somebody else's password. And I will get down with that because, I need to watch that. That's going to be really good. And then also coming up in March is Coming to America. So
Oh, right. Oh, man, I'm gonna have to get another trial.
I know. Well, get that other email address in there. Come on now.
Right. Life hack, life hack.
They don't even know they make enough money.
Facts. They really do. They really do.
Yeah, they do.
So yeah, that is our show for today. We want to touch on a
Yeah.
couple things and just kind of talk about some recent happenings that's been going down in the entertainment business, as well as what's been trending, in this case, Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yeah.
Feel free to subscribe if you enjoyed the content. Let us
Mm-hmm.
know what you would like us to talk about. Hit that notification bell as well. We have some really cool episodes coming up pretty soon. We're also going to be moving over to some other DSPs pretty soon. So definitely stay tuned to what we have going on. A lot of cool
Yeah.
stuff. A lot of cool stuff. And I know there's a few of you who did speak about the fact that in terms of like us covering video game stuff more often. The real reason we don't do that a ton is because I cover video games everywhere else. I really do. Rarely do I actually get to talk about movies and TV shows and stuff like that. And
Right.
so, even though this is the game cast, the G is first, games are going to be second or tertiary here. Just letting you know. Because I literally talk about and play and write about video games nearly every day. And it's good to
Yeah.
I have other interests, people. I do. And so I want to talk about some other things from time to time. We will talk about video games in the coming episodes a little bit more as more things happen, especially if they're big industry-wide shakeups, right? But for the most part, we're going to stick to a lot of anime, film, TV shows for now. Because we talk about comics and manga too, you know what I'm saying? But it just happens to be what we want to talk about right now. So just hang out with us and we'll get to those things. Or if you have a specific thing that you want us to talk about, this is where your feedback comes in. If you want to say CD Projekt Red is still messing up with Cyberpunk, let us know. We'll look into it, So it but you have to subscribe. You have to subscribe. You have to follow for that to actually work. And then we'll talk about those things. But other than that, again, we're next week we're gonna be talking about One Night in Miami a little bit more in depth. We're also gonna be talking about some other things, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned, everybody. Some things that are coming up, or just some little things that we'll talk about in the future. There are some really cool things coming up in gaming, actually. There is a guy who's in France and who's been a street dancer and whatnot, and he's got a game coming out at some point. I don't know when, but I don't know if you guys follow Salif Crook Boys. Like, I've been
Word.
following him for a while now. I've been following him for I don't know, maybe a year or so. I only follow him because I see him dance on the internet, and I just think it's cool because he always dances to Michael Jackson. So, I stumbled upon his page when, just when he had this post about this tech demo, and I'm like, "What? You're a video So apparently, at some point in time, that will happen. Anyway, so but yeah, stay tuned for some really cool things, as that's Black people doing it big. It's Black History Month. Hello.
Word.
Got some new shows. I know a lot of people are watching Queen's Gambit. I just started watching that too, and it reminded me of Hikaru no Go. So obviously, you anime fans out there, Old Heads. If you remember Hikaru no Go, that show was awesome just because it was. And yeah, Queen's Gambit really reminded me of that. So there's that. We'll be talking about some of those new shows next week and the week after and the week after. And then also in a while, I'm going to give you a full rundown on why I hate Yashahime and why it shouldn't exist. So please stay tuned for all of those things. I love you, Rumiko Takahashi. Don't love Yashahime. Come on. Like, wouldn't you have just made Sesshomaru Moon's wife like the daughter of Yasuke, the first African samurai? Like, come on.
Right.
Anyway, moving along. The night is over. We're good. You guys are awesome. Thanks for listening to us one more time. You know, remember to do everything that we say every week. Obviously, I said it's Chinese New Year, and I want people to drink, but I want you to drink alone.
So, that's all so depressing.
I mean, you can do a Zoom.
Yes, like, Zoom drinking. There you go.
There you go. But anyway, yeah, so I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the snow if you got some. We got some today that didn't stick. And just remember to wear your masks, everybody. People are double masking now. Get yourself an N95. They're really hard to breathe in, but, you know, whatever. If you can get one. And just kind of keep your distance from other people. Remember, other people have cooties. Adults have cooties. It's just not, it's not okay. No. So, social distance. Drink if you need to. But do it alone. And we really care and love you guys. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for listening to us ramble. Frontline workers, we really care about you. Healthcare workers, everybody who's out there doing the best they can, trying to make their money during this pandemic. We care about you all. Just remember to wash your faces, wash your hands, wash your butts, and wear your masks. We love you guys. We hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.